This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Now, the Europeans are saying if you can't measure it, you can't regulate it. So if you give someone a sample of cottonseed oil, you can't send it to a lab and determine whether it came from GMO or not. But most people recognize that cotton is essentially a GMO plant around the planet, and cottonseed oil is therefore from a GMO plant.
Tom Wiedegardner is with Cotton Incorporated.
Yeah, the chemical residue thing, I don't know where that got started. There's been lots of surveys done. You know, they're fully refined cottonseed oil. There's absolutely no possibility of any chemical residue in it. But, you know, the refining process takes care of anything that might be there. But when we did studies decades ago, it seemed like a consumer was more comfortable with the fact that it's a highly regulated food product. FDA, USDA, I mean, all the chemicals used on cotton are regulated. Everything's regulated. And so it's very unlikely that there would be anything there. And of course, the sustainability people are demonstrating that, you know, this idea of cotton, you know, from 20, 30, 40 years ago is not true today. We're just not using the chemicals, and the ones we do use are not the same as what we used 30, 40 years ago, so it's not really an issue. But that's still, that attitude still sort of percolates around out there, and we're doing the best we can to kind of change that thinking.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.